Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. Today we're going to be dealing with chapter number 18, which is on the book of Esther. The objectives of this particular course are this, that upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to name the author of the book of Esther, identify to whom the book of Esther was written, state the purpose for the book of Esther, write the key verse of the book of Esther from memory, and state the life and ministry principle that is found in the book of Esther. And for an introduction, actually the author is unknown, but to whom it's written, it is written to the Jews scattered throughout Persia. The purpose is the continuation of the history of Israel and also to recount the providential care of God for his people. And the key verse is found in chapter 4, verse 14. The life and ministry principle of that God meets the crisis of life with human vessels which he has prepared. The main characters are Esther, Vashti, Haman, Mordecai, and Ahasuerus. And for the introduction, chapter 1, starting at verse 1 through verse 22, we have point number A, the great feast, starting in chapter 1, the domestic problem, starting in chapter 1, and a royal commandment, also starting in chapter 1. Point number 2, Roman numeral 2, is a new queen, chapter 2, starting at verse 1 through 22. Point number A is the search for the queen, starting at chapter 2, verse 1. Point number B, Esther enters the competition, chapter 2, starting at verse 5. Subpoint number 1, Mordecai's background, chapter 2, starting at verse 5. And then Esther's background, and chapter 2, verse 7. Point number C, Esther in custody of Haggai, chapter 2, verse 8. Point number D, the women presented before the king, chapter 2, verse 12. Esther is selected as queen, chapter 2, verse 15. The Feast for Esther, chapter 2, verse 18, and Esther's Secret, chapter 2, verse 18. In Roman numeral number 3, we have two men, two plots. That's chapter 2, starting at verse 21, through chapter 3, verse 15. Point number A, the plot to overthrow is overthrown by Mordecai, chapter 2, verse 22. Point number 1, Mordecai in the king's gate, chapter 2, 22. Mordecai aborts the plot, chapter 2, verse 21. The two criminals hang, chapter 2, verse 23. And then point number B, the promotion and plot of Haman, chapter 3, verse 1. Point number 1, Haman promoted above all other princes, chapter 3, verse 1. Chapter 2, the problem between Haman and Mordecai, chapter 3, verse 2. And 3, Haman's vengeful plot, chapter 3, verse 7. Then we have Roman numeral number 4, the despair and deliverance, that's starting in chapter 4, verses 1 through 7, verse 10. Point number 1, which is point number A, is the despair of the Jews, chapter 4, starting at verse 1. Point number B, the despair of the queen, chapter 4, verse 4. Number C, a plan for deliverance, chapter 4, verse 10, and chapter 5, verse 14. So for number 1, we have the plan, that's chapter 4, starting at verse 10. Then we have number 2 is before the king, chapter 5, starting at verse 1. Number 3, the invitation to a banquet, chapter 5, verse 4. And finally, number 4, Haman's pride, chapter 5, starting at verse 9. And then point D, Mordecai is honored, chapter 6, verse 1. And point number 1, the king's reading, chapter 6, starting at verse 1. Point number 2, Haman sought for advice, chapter 6, starting at verse 4. Point number 3, Haman's prideful response, chapter 6, verse 6. Point number 4, Haman's mortification as Mordecai is honored, chapter 6, starting at verse 10. And point number 5, the response of Haman's family and friends, and that's chapter 6, starting at verse 13. Point number E is the Feast of Esther, that's starting in chapter 7, verse 1. And point F, Haman is punished, chapter 7, starting at verse 7. And then Roman numeral number 5, the new kingdom order. That's chapter 8, starting at verse 1. And point number A, new orders from the king, chapter 8, verse 1. Mordecai is honored, chapter 8, starting at verse 15. And point number C, the deliverance of the Jews, and that's chapter 9, starting at verse 1. Point number D, the house of Haman is destroyed, chapter 9, verse 12. The feast of Purim, chapter 9, verse 15. And F, the representation by Mordecai, chapter 10, verse 1. And that's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.